Hilchos Sukkah. Yesterday we're discussing about three walls of the Sukkah, four walls of the Sukkah. The Schach has to come within three Tvachim horizontally of the Sukkah. Vertically, if you have a wall that's kosher enough, and if the wall would keep going, it would hit the Schach. So then we have the rule of Gerasik, and therefore it would be a kosher Sukkah. We also discussed at the end that what's called Chag HaSukkah Ta'aseh Lecha. The Gemara learns it has to be, you have to make a sukkah, and not that a sukkah could be made. Now the primary part of the sukkah is the schach. Okay, so therefore you need to make sure that first you have the walls, kosher walls, and then you put up the schach. If you put up the schach first, and so you build a frame, and then you put the schach on, and then you put the walls on, so then it's not a kosher sukkah, because you're not making a sukkah, the sukkah is becoming made. In other words, because the schach is the primary part of the sukkah, so you need to put the kosher walls on first, then you need to put on the schach. You also have to be careful when you're building a sukkah that it shouldn't be under a tree or under an overhang. Okay? So you have, if you have branches of a tree that are hanging over the sukkah, you have a big problem. You need to figure out what to do. But the best thing would be to cut off the branches. Use them for schach if you want, but cut off the branches, and then, because that part of the sukkah, which is covered by trees, is not a kosher sukkah, you're not allowed to sit under that part of the sukkah. Well, if you have, if the rest of it is a kosher sukkah, in other words, if you have four walls, let's say, and it's a big sukkah, and over the end section of the wall, the tree is going over, so you still have three walls with kosher schach, so you can't sit under the branches, but you could sit under the rest of the sukkah. Yeah, but if you put the women there, they cannot make a leisure basukkah. You have to keep that in mind, that because a lot of times women want to make a leisure basukkah. But if they're not sitting in the kosher part of the sukkah, they can't make a leisure basukkah. Now there's another interesting halacha that's called Deifen Akuma. Deifen Akuma means, these halacha walls are unbelievable. Halacha Meshim Sinai. This is called Deifen Akuma. Deifen Akuma means a crooked wall. Okay? Now, what happens if you want to use one of your house walls as one of the walls of the sukkah? Okay? The problem is, you have a little overhang. Too many times in the backyard, you have an overhang outside the back. Right? Outside the wall. Over the part of the patio. So the question is, can this wall, the house wall, because it has an overhang, is it allowed to be used for a sukkah as one of the walls? So the halacha is, if the overhang is less than 4 amos, practical language, less than 6 feet, if it's less than 6 feet over, then this wall could be counted as one of the walls, but you can't sit under the overhang. Why? Because halacha says, if you have a wall with an overhang that's less than 6 feet, halacha says you move the wall to the end of the overhang.
You move the wall to what?
To the end of the overhang. And therefore it says you have a wall here. Even though the wall is here, 5 feet away, but because it's less than 6 feet, the wall is moving to the end of the overhang. Therefore, it's considered, you don't call the moving company. It's considered halachically as if it moved, and therefore it could be used as one of the walls of the sukkah. But you can't sit under the overhang, because it's not kosher schach. What happens if it's 6 feet or more? Then you can't sit on, then it's not a kosher wall. Then you'd have to make another wall at the end if you want to use this as one of the walls. Okay?
Why is it any different than any other area that's covered by a branch?
Yeah, but the question is this counted as a wall?
Why does that affect the wall? It's only the schach that's a problem.
Yeah, but you need three walls. If this is one of your three walls, then you don't have this as a wall. Then you're left with a sukkah, two walls.
Probably because the schach's not touching that wall, right?
Even if you put the schach over, it doesn't matter. This overhang is not kosher.
Right,
okay, so the only way this wall could be used as a wall of the sukkah, if you need it. If it's the fourth wall, it's not a problem halachically. But if you want to use it as one of the three walls of the sukkah, So then, the only way that's kosher is if the wall moves over. Right? What?
No, somebody has these flat bushes. Can you use the side of a flat bush as the side of a sukkah?
If it doesn't blow in the wind, and if there's no spaces in between the bushes, and it's a solid bush, technically you could use it as a wall.
How big are the spaces that
be? Less than 9 inches. Yeah. There's no mitzvah to make a sukkah, even though in Shulchan Aruch it says like this. Really, building a sukkah is a mitzvah. So really, you should make a shachiyanu when you build the sukkah. This is a but. Because the purpose of making a sukkah is to sit in it, so when we sit in the sukkah, we make a shachiyanu, which also goes on building the sukkah. But there is no obligation to build the sukkah. You don't need your own sukkah. Like by Lulav, the Din says, Lulav has to be yours. You cannot borrow somebody's Lulav. They have to give it to you as a gift with the condition of giving it back. Because then it legally, when you give it back, legally became yours. But you can't say, as they would say in yeshiva, borrow me your lulav. You know, that's what they say in yeshiva. Borrow me your lulav. You know, then you can't borrow him the lulav. You need to lend it to him. No, you can't lend it to him. You have to give it to him. But the Gemara learns out, even though it says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha, but the Gemara learns out, there's another pasuk. It says, Kol HaEzrach BeYisrael Yeshuv BaSukkos, that all the citizens will live in the, dwell in the sukkah. So the Gemara says, Ru'uyin kol Yisrael leishav b'sukkah achas, that all the Jews are fit to sit in one sukkah, and therefore the halacha is you do not need to own your own sukkah. In fact, according to halacha, if you see a sukkah in the street and you don't think the owner is going to mind and you don't come in and wreck it, you can walk into somebody's sukkah without permission and use it without permission, because we assume that the owner wants people to do mitzvahs with his property where there's no loss of money. Where there's no loss of money. So then you're allowed to borrow, use somebody's sukkah without permission. If you steal a sukkah, then you're not yetzer. For instance, if you steal schach and put it up on your sukkah, you're not mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. But it doesn't have to be yours. Understand? You can't steal it, because a mitzvah that comes through an aveda is not a mitzvah. If you took branches off somebody else's tree without permission, you are not yet to the mitzvah of sukkah. Stolen money that you shini reshus and shini did, then it's okay.